Welcome to Unscripted Wrestling. I am one of your hosts, Daniel Hummer. I'm here with my brother, Doug.
You.
Eric.
What up?
And Stevie.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How's everyone doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Tammy, though, mimic Vince McMahon.
Tonight we're going to be doing the all-for-all retrospective. We're going to talk about the time that WWF tried to do real fighting, and we're going to be viewing slash our kickoff show for the WrestleMania Backlash. Before we get into all that,
awesome.
To Doug with the plugs.
Okay. All right. Listen to Boxman and Smirk, Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday, Friday night, Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. 10:15, 10:20 Eastern time, right after wrestling on Wednesdays and Fridays. Listen to us Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, Friday nights, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. And next week we will actually be covering the WWF Judgment Day 2000. Rocking Triple H and the Iron Man.
Oh, nice.
In 2 weeks will be another edition of Fantasy Warfare slash our preview for AEW's Double or Nothing. I'm guessing, right? Okay.
Keep going.
3 weeks, we're going to do our part two of the New Generation roster tier list. And then, you know, so on and so forth. Which there will be more, there are more episodes planned, and I'll get into them in the coming weeks. All right. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern time, same channel, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. We will be doing Doug's history lesson, and it is going to be on Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Now, if anybody that's listening to this, if you would like to be part of the classroom tomorrow night, along with Eric and Stevie. Sometimes it gets tiring having the same two students. I feel like a bad teacher. if you would like to be part of the classroom tomorrow night, let either Eric or myself know, and we will give you the call-in information, or you can just call in 1-646-564-9836. And be part of the classroom as I teach the lesson on Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert.
Yep.
Okay. Sunday's Scaredy Cats, what are you doing?
My Bloody Valentine.
That'll be 3 p.m., right? The original or remake?
The remake.
Okay. Why did you get snarky when I asked original or remake? I mean,
I thought you knew what happened and what goes on the network, but... Yeah, we're going to be doing My Bloody Valentine, the remake, on Sunday at 3, and that's what's going to be going on. Me and Mindy are going to be doing it, so.
All right.
Awesome.
And I think that pretty much covers it, so.
All right. All right, let's talk about the Brawl for All, guys. This was one of the legendary bad ideas of all time. You want to give some background behind it, Doug?
All right, so... Anybody that's watched, like, Dark Side of the Ring, like, Vince Russo said on Dark Side of the Ring, because they covered it in Season 2, that he was not a fan of John Bradshaw Layfield, who was just Bradshaw at the time. And Bradshaw apparently was in the locker room talking about how tough he was and nobody could kick his ass. Vince Russo wanted to test that, and he wanted to have, like, a tough man contest. You know, tough man contests were pretty big back in the day. You know, have the pride and then, you know, the purse money or whatever.
Yeah.
So he said, let's get some guys together and let's, you know, do this. And let's see who the toughest guy in the company is. Unfortunately, that's not really a good idea. Because these guys are taken out of their element. The wrestlers had no idea, you know, because you're trained to wrestle. You're not trained to box. And if you're fighting for real, somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So, and then 16 guys kind of got together. It was obviously Bradshaw, Mark Canterbury, who was known as Henry Godwin, Steve Blackman, the Lethal Weapon, Marvelous Mark Merrill, Brockus, Savio Vega, Road Warrior Hawk, Draz, Dan to Be Severin, The Godfather, Bart Gunn, Bob Holly, 8-Ball, 2 Colt Scorpio, Dr. Just Steve Williams, and Quebecer Pierre. And Doc was actually being brought in, like, they were saying that he was going to have, like, a main event program with Stone Cold Steve Austin. And according to Jim Cornette, and allegedly according to Jim Ross, Jim Ross in this Dark Side of the Ring episode did not want to defend any of this. As a matter of fact, in this Dark Side of the Ring episode, he was more useless on this Dark Side of the Ring episode than he is every Wednesday night on AEW commentary. All right, and he's pretty useless there. I did until this. Like, when I saw this episode of Dark Side of the Ring, my perception of JR just changed completely.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Even after reading his book?
Yeah, I read the book before I watched this episode. But no, like, the thing with JR is that legend has it is that JR was not happy when Dr. Death Steve Williams was knocked out by Bart Gunn. And that JR made it his personal mission.
I kind of wanted to get into it later.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm just saying this right now. Like, JR made it his personal mission to make Bart Gunn's life a living hell because they didn't think Bart Gunn was going to win the thing. They had it planned as if Dr. Death was going to win.
Let's get more into the creation of it first.
Okay.
Let's not blow our load a little too early and jump around too much.
Well, you have plans tonight.
No, I mean, it's going to be a short episode. I don't want to jump around too much.
Okay.
Because you had slightly glossed over it, but one of the reason Russo says that he came up with this tournament is because of the JBL talking shit, right?
Yeah.
JBL actually has said it's because he wanted to create a hardcore division in the WWF, which was that was about a year before they actually started the hardcore title and shit.
But they started the title. It was gifted to Mick Foley in November of '98, so about 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. And he said he wanted to create a hardcore division, and Russo came up with that instead. But Cornette has also defuted the comments, you know, the history of it being that JBL was a dick and Russo wanted him to pay. Because he thought JBL was too green around that time to have that attitude. And he didn't have it yet.
A lot of green guys have that attitude that they think they're top shit.
Do you think Russo's telling the truth or no?
I think in Russo's own mind, he heard it. He probably heard JBL say, you know, I could beat up a lot of people in this locker room.
Yeah.
Just like as an off comment, and because Russo didn't like him, he took that as, okay, well, that's a challenge. So knowing JBL or knowing JBL's personality, he more than likely just said it as like, I could probably beat everybody's ass here.
Do you think it's immature and stupid to come up with an idea solely to get somebody's ass kicked?
Yeah. Yeah, no, because you might not necessarily get him hurt.
Yeah, he got everybody else hurt.
Yeah.
Do you think this is one of those things that Jim Cornette has right to kind of be upset about Russo about?
To a degree, yes. Should you threaten to kill the man and his family? Probably not. But I do think that this was a bad idea. Here's the funny thing, though, is like if you actually go back and watch some of these Brawl for All matches, like if you are a boxing fan or like a fan of like UFC, This stuff actually can entertain you.
Yeah. Now, one of the guys I kind of want to talk about is Dan Severn, because I find it interesting that he was in this, because they had two UFC fighters at the time, two legends in Shamrock and Severn. Now, Severn has said that originally him and Shamrock weren't allowed to do the thing because they didn't want them to make everybody else look terrible.
Right.
Then.
That's not what Bruce Pritchard said.
No, that's not what Bruce said.
Bruce basically said that both of them were going to be in it. Shamrock pulled out at the last minute because he did not want to get he didn't want to get knocked out. He was afraid that if he lost, it would ruin his reputation.
Yeah.
Severn went ahead with the one fight and then dropped out because he was afraid of the same thing.
But he had said that they were told not to do it, and then apparently they just needed a spot, so they filled it with Severn. Now, what I don't get is, do you, because this is one of the, not one of the only hypocritical things to do with this, but one of them. Do you believe that Dr. Death was supposed to win this thing, that they really wanted him to win it?
If it was a shoot fight, you cannot book a shoot.
Okay, but do you think that was – do you think Cornette's right and all the guys that are saying that at the end of the day they thought that Steve was going to beat everyone's ass and then get the main event program with Austin?
I think that's what Cornette believes. I don't think that's what everyone else believes, because Bruce Pritchard didn't believe that.
Okay, so you don't think that's real?
No, I think that that's Cornette talking, and I also think – I don't think JR – I think JR as a friend of Dr. Death wanted to believe that.
So you don't think they ever really had big plans for him and Austin?
No. Why would they? Here's the thing, and I don't want to disrespect Dr. Death because I actually happen to like Dr. Death.
Yeah.
Dr. Death had never wrestled in the WWF before. Okay, fans really didn't know him. Fans remember, just probably know him from his Japan stuff. And some of the WCW stuff that he did, but his WCW run was kind of lackluster. And plus, like the Mid-South stuff, he's most legendary for. So, bringing him in right away to do a program with Austin wouldn't have worked. And I don't see Vince McMahon agreeing to that right away.
To me, this is another thing that contradicts that theory. If Steve was supposed to win it, and then, yeah, but Bart Gunn really did seem to get heat for knocking Steve Williams out.
They didn't do anything after he won.
All right, so he got heat because Doc tore his hamstring. And it was a legit shoot fight.
Yeah.
So they looked at it as, oh, my God, he really hurt Doc. Even though that's what he was told to go out there, not told to go out there and do, but.
Yeah, pretty much.
JR didn't like his friend getting his friend's reputation. Everybody's just like, oh, Doc's the toughest guy here, all that. You know, he's so tough. He got made to look like a pansy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
JR didn't like that.
So you're blaming this whole thing on JR. That's where you're coming from. This is all JR's fault. He had the plans for Steve. Vince never had the plans.
I think Cornette – well, actually, you can't even say Cornette had the plans for it. Cornette has even said he wasn't on the booking team at this time. But I think Cornette and JR had it in their heads that Doc was going to make the company a lot of money. But unfortunately, it's JR because JR was the head of talent relations.
So internally, they did. Do you think Vince felt that way, that JR felt? You know, put him in the tournament, he's going to win it and then get the money and then be a main event guy.
I think he was intrigued to see who the toughest guy in the company was. Did he think it was going to be Dr. Death? I don't know. He probably actually thought that it was going to be somebody like Savio.
And this is what I'm guessing, and this is what I don't get. Because if this whole thing was made for Steve Williams and Dr. Death, why the hell is Dan Severn even in it? Because Dan Severn's killing any of these men at any type of competition, any time. He's a legitimate fighter.
Right.
He's a former world champion. He actually does this, and he does it well.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
If to me, that doesn't make sense. Why would they make it for Steve Williams? Once he got to Severn, he'd get his ass kicked.
I have no clue. I mean, because, like, even in Bart Gunstead in Dark Side of the Ring, that they switched the brackets around.
Yeah. And, I mean, it does – I mean, Pierre Ouellette, PCO or whatever the hell, right?
Yeah.
He did have one eye, and he was Steve Williams' first opponent.
Which, obviously, he's gotten fixed since then because he doesn't wear the eye patch anymore.
No. But he only had one eye.
Yeah.
And so it does seem a little swayed to Dr. Death, but Bart got obviously gotten some heat for this. Do you think that he deservedly got heat?
Because he was told to go out there. He was told it was a shoot fight. He had even said, and Bruce Prichard had even said that before, or has even said it before when Bruce did an episode on Brawl for All. Bart Gunn called Bruce Prichard and said, or no, Bruce called him. Well, depending on who you believe. Anyway, there was a phone call, and Bruce had told Bart, hey, you're going to do Dr. Death. You're going to go against Dr. Death in the second round of the Brawl for All. Bart's like, why didn't you save it for the final? He goes, no. He goes, we're going to do it now. And he goes, okay. He goes, well, am I going to get in trouble if I knock him out? He goes, Bruce's like, what? And he goes, am I going to get in trouble if I knock out JR's boy? He goes, no, you're not going to get in trouble. He goes, are you sure? He goes, yes, I'm sure you're not going to get in trouble. Bruce was wrong.
Eric, how do you feel about this whole tournament?
I thought it was a mockery of MMA. I thought with MMA you need, as even Ken Shamrock said, you need legit training for this, not just throw it in and fight. You need training for this. This is legit fighting. Look at the UFC today. I mean, Ken Shamrock would know. Dan Severn would know. Those two are legit Hall of Fame MMA fighters. Those are the two guys you don't want to get in the ring with.
No.
And I didn't like the point system either. There's no submission? Come on.
Oh, no, the point system. Well, because they looked at it more like boxing, I think.
Yeah, but there's no wrestling in boxing.
Right.
There was takedowns and shit. He had 3 1-minute rounds.
Yeah, then.
Whichever wrestler
exactly.
can have per round scores 5 points. In addition, a clean takedown is 5 points, and a knockdown is worth 10. So those were the rules. The rules were kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Apparently, they didn't even know how to score until they just kept going by. They made up the rules as the tournament went along.
Didn't Savio Vega kind of get robbed? Or was it somebody else that got robbed? Draws got robbed.
It was a draw.
No, Draws got robbed against Bradshaw.
Bradshaw. He technically won if you watch it back. At least it seems like he did.
I did watch it back. That's actually one of the fights. There was a few of these fights I actually liked.
Really? Which one?
All right, so I actually liked the first. The one between Blackman and Merrill, where Blackman just kept going for takedowns.
Yeah.
Like, and Steve Blackman, even though he's called the lethal weapon, he was pretty safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and he did like 5 or 6 takedowns. I liked that match. I liked the Brockets and Savio Vega match. To me, was actually kind of entertaining. And if the match would have gone like another 30, if there would have been another round in the match, Brockets would have got his ass knocked out. Savio was close to knocking him out.
I just like that Too Cold Scorpio beat one of the Harris brothers.
I can't fucking believe that, to be honest. But well, they're all tough. They had to be in this thing.
Well, I mean, they're tough guys, but this is they're asking them to do a real athletic competition that they don't do. Wrestling is athletic competition, but it's different. It's staged. It's choreographed.
Right.
This is an actual sport that they're trying to push people into, and it doesn't work. One of the things I enjoyed was Bart Gunn's reign of terror, though, because you never expected him to kick as much ass. I think the whole thing, they didn't know how good he actually was.
Yeah.
Had him sitting on the side. I feel bad for Bart.
Yeah, me
too. Okay? Because it looked like he worked his ass off here.
Yeah.
And then he had nothing to show for it, whether or not he was being punished. Here's the thing, and this is where, like, I'll stick up for Team Old Fart. When you're not expecting somebody to win the thing, and it's somebody who was in a kind of lower mid-card tag team, all right, and then you have to go back to the being staged and predetermined. And you have to go back to that. It's just like, okay, because now if Bart Gunn wrestles Steve Austin and Bart Gunn loses to Steve Austin, people are going to be like, Bart Gunn beat a bunch of ass in the Brawl for All. Why is he losing to why is he losing to Steve Austin? He could beat Steve Austin in a fight. Because Austin wasn't a boxer. So now it's just like, okay, so somebody that they weren't pushing, now they have to make an excuse to push this guy?
Yeah, but all these guys were mid-carders. All of them would have – I mean, Bradshaw at the time, it wouldn't have worked. Savio Vega wouldn't have worked. Bob Holly.
If they would have done – if this would have been 2 years earlier, then yeah.
Yeah, but not here. I don't know what they expected. That's why the Steve Williams thing almost starts to make sense. Because he's probably one of the bigger names in this thing.
Right.
Because I don't know who else they would have pushed or what they expected to happen.
Well, there's a few of these guys on the list that could have gone for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, but not Steve. Who's going to wrestle Steve? Mero? Austin refused to work with Mark Merrill.
Well, that's because he got powerbombed by Sable. Here's the thing. 2 years prior, before Austin became as big as he was, Austin worked with every one of these guys. Well, except for Doc, because Doc wasn't there.
Yeah.
But he worked with about 90% of these guys.
Not in a main event title angle.
Right. No. He didn't, but, like... But I get what you're saying. Like, yes, Doc would have made sense to win this thing. But the problem is that they promoted it as real. Like,
yeah.
It was legit.
But it's like, why not just give Bart the match after? You know? Like, it doesn't have to be a big push, but at least give him the Austin match. Because didn't he feud with Bob Holly after this a little bit and Steve Williams because he beat him? Didn't they have a little feud on Raw?
No, they had him sit home until it was time to build WrestleMania.
He didn't feud with Dr. Death at all after this? I thought he showed up with a mask and a mask.
That was the following February.
That was after WrestleMania?
No, that was February of 99. So it was the lead up to WrestleMania. Because that's when JR was doing his heel run.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it did happen.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Death got released, right, in 99?
Yeah, like in April, because they decided they didn't want to have Jim Ross as a heel, so they put him back on commentary.
Yeah, Death. I mean, now let's talk about Bart Gunn and Butterbean. Because that's what happens after this.
Yeah.
They build up the main thing at WrestleMania, the Brawl for All. It does almost seem mean spirited. Like, let's get rid of this guy. Let him beat the shit out of him, and then we don't have to deal with him. It'd be something.
Yeah.
Yes, it's mean spirited because nobody ever tried to tell Bart different.
Yeah.
And Butterbean was just getting paid, so you know Butterbean, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. Bart could have actually done well, but he went in there trying to box.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when you are going against a boxer in a tough man competition where you can also wrestle. You can try to go for a takedown. You need to try.
He's 300 pounds.
I mean, the whole thing, and again, my issue with the whole thing is the fact that JR could have cleared up everything.
What is there to clear up? Like, he just said it was all bullshit. And you kind of agree with him that it's all bull, that it wasn't made for Dr. Death to...
Yeah, but, like, here's the thing, though, is that I still feel like they took... that they were pissed off at Bart for knocking out Dr. Death.
So you do think it was made for him, maybe?
No, I think it was just friends of his were just upset that he got beat. I don't know if it was necessarily... I think Vince Russo made it for him. I don't think, like, Bruce Prichard made it for him. But I do think Jim Ross and Jim Cornette, who are friends of Doc's, felt like his reputation had been tarnished because he got made to look like a bitch.
Well, they did get tarnished, kind of.
Yeah.
So they were right.
Yeah. And they didn't like that. It could have been – Savio could have been the one to knock him out. And Savio would get punished like that. It didn't matter who it was. It was just – they weren't necessarily upset because you know, they had these big plans for Doc. They were upset because Doc is a friend of theirs, and he got beaten around like a battered housewife. And his reputation is basically like he's no longer the toughest man in wrestling. Bart Gunn is.
Yeah. The smoking gun.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's what they were taking revenge on.
Is Bart related to Billy?
Okay. No.
Okay. I thought they were always related.
No, they're, I mean, in 98, JR was still playing up the fact that they were related.
They're supposed to be brothers.
Yeah.
I thought they were brothers. When I was growing up, I thought they were brothers.
They worked in 1998 King of the Ring together. It was the Outlaws versus the New Midnight Express, and JR even said in the match, he goes, Billy's about ready to, Billy's getting in the ring now with his brother.
Was that the only time they reunited after the Smoking Guns?
I mean, they faced a few times after they broke up, but.
Why did they break up?
I think it was just more they wanted to see if they can push them as singles.
Okay. Well, I thought they were a pretty good tag team. That's one of the tag teams
they were really, a really good tag team.
Yeah.
Stevie, you have any thoughts on the tournament? What did you think overall?
I actually liked it, and it seemed to me kickboxing, really. So,
wait,
yeah,
did you
I liked
hear
it.
That were kickboxers.
Yeah. Now, I got a question.
Sure.
Do you think if they brought it back, would it work in this era?
Oh, I was going to ask that, too.
You know what? I think what they would legitimately have to do is they would have to, one, let the guys train for it. And two, if they were going to do it, it would have to be in, like, the fight pit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or that thing that they did in NXT.
Yeah.
So, like, if you do it, that could work. Because that's actually a really cool concept.
That was scripted.
Yeah, it is.
Fight pit match?
Yeah, the fight pit match was scripted. But I think, like, if you do something like that, again, one, let them train. Two, put it in the fight pit. Like, actually make it look like a UFC fight. That's
make it its own event.
Yeah.
I mean, well, no, you don't want to make it its own event because you don't want to have somebody do that four times in one night.
Yeah. And you don't want Dana White to get mad.
Dana White can get mad all he wants. I don't care. But, yeah, no, that's how I would do it back, you know, if they were going to do it today. But I think...
Good question, TV.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
They hurt a lot of the athletes. Eric, what are your thoughts overall on the tournament?
I think they could, I mean, I know it was 98 and MMA wasn't huge back then. It was just starting to grow itself. If they had to redo it, and if it wasn't Vince Russo who was under control, his idea, I think they could done better. I blame Vince Russo and his stupid ass.
Okay, so
it is all. I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say, like, Vince Russo, this was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay, it should have never been greenlit. But I think also too, I do think you have to let some ideas happen to see how bad they are.
Well, they did this in Japan too, right? Not too long after this,
I believe so. Yeah. But in Japan, the thing is with Japan, Japan knows how to do shoot fights. Because Japan is a shoot. I mean, it is for the most part. So, like, they could figure it out. It's just, unfortunately, you put this thing together, and then you tell these guys, and a lot of these guys who are probably even actually out of shape, too, because they haven't been on TV for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how bad a shape Hawk was in.
Yeah, he was going through his own shit anyway.
Yeah. You should not have put him in this thing.
No.
No.
All right, you want to move on to Backlash?
Go ahead, Stevie.
I mean, he had his own problems, I think. Hawk.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to WrestleMania Backlash.
Yeah?
Yeah. Unless anybody has something else they want to say about the Brawl for All.
Not really.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, it sucked. I mean, the matches were pretty bad.
Some of them were entertaining.
Exactly.
Watching Bart do his thing was kind of cool, but overall, I think it was a pretty bad idea. But
yeah, I mean, it was an idea that shouldn't have had, or it should have had more thought to it.
It was rushed.
Yeah.
All right, WrestleMania Backlash. We got six matches confirmed on the card for tomorrow. Should be a fun one. First match, Dougie, Damian Priest and The Miz.
In the Lumberjack match. Damian Priest, here's the thing. They were kind of, you know, feuding up until WrestleMania. You know, they had the match at WrestleMania with Priest and Bunny versus Miz and Morrison. And this is basically kind of like a continuation of it. So this is the backlash of the WrestleMania match. Okay?
Yep.
Obviously, what has to happen here is that if you still believe in Damian Priest, you know, you got to keep the momentum going with him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think Damian Priest wins?
I think so, yeah. If they're smart.
What do you think? Did you hear about him saying that they told him that the WrestleMania match was like depending, his career was depending on it with Bad Bunny?
I heard that. I think it was stupid for them to tell him that.
Yeah, apparently they said you're dead in the water if you fuck up this Bad Bunny angle.
Well, that's fucked up.
I want to know who said that to him. And if it was Mark Carano, who gives a fuck? He got fired because he shipped Mickey James' stuff in a trash bag.
He was an idiot. All right, who wins this one, Eric?
Damien.
All right, elaborate. Give me some content. What do you got? Why is he winning? How is he winning?
I think they want to push him. I hope they want to push him. And I think he needs another win over to end this feud. But I just see him winning. I see him pinning Miz. So.
Okay. Stevie, what do you think is going to happen here?
I think Damian Priest is probably going to win. Well, like Eric said, they're probably trying to push him. So I'd go with him.
Yeah, I mean, they probably are trying to push him. And also, Miz is the perfect person, I think, to try to help get a new babyface over.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, Miz did end Priest's undefeated streak.
Well, the Miz, he might feel differently, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, because here's the thing, like, he beat Priest. I mean, yes, it was a handicap match, and yes, he had help from an ugly French bulldog, I mean his wife, but, are you kidding?
Maurice?
She is.
If Maurice tried to talk to you, you would piss yourself.
If Maurice, well, here's the thing. You put a dog collar on her, she's automatically getting taken to the pound and put to sleep.
She's a very attractive woman.
Yeah, if ugly became attractive. Anyway, with Priest, it's...
We're never going to get Miz on the show now.
Nope.
It's okay. I prefer Morrison anyway. But with Damian Priest, he's got that, you know, the Archer of Infamy thing. He's a really good athlete. He's basically, he's a darker version of Baron Corbin, or a more tan version of Baron Corbin with hair and in better shape.
Yeah. All right. I think Damian's probably going to win, too. Roman Reigns and Cesaro for the Universal Championship.
As much as I would love to say Cesaro.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's gonna be Reigns because now they're doing this thing with Jimmy Uso, and Jimmy, he's going to make it look like he's in Cesaro's corner. But guess what? He's not going to be in Cesaro's corner. He's going to kick Cesaro in the face, help Roman win. And that's basically how it's going to go. It's going to be a really good match, though.
I'm going Cesaro.
Of course you are.
I think Cesaro's
win. Could they give Cesaro a one-month reign? I mean, not a month, until SummerSlam? And would that kill Roman Reigns? heel run or bit on Reigns?
I don't know.
What are your guys' opinions on that?
I think Roman Reigns has the edge, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he has the edge in this match.
Yeah. Well, no. There's no way they're putting the title on Cesaro.
No. I don't see it.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen.
No, it'd be nice to see, though.
Yeah. Even if it's a one day, not one day, 1 week reign. just to put it on him. I know it wouldn't mean any much, but just for that moment.
I think Roman needs to keep the belt till SummerSlam, though. Then job it to Big E or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because Big E, I think, is the only one that really makes sense. I mean, not Nakamura. Kevin Owens has had too many shots.
Not The Rock.
Nakamura. No Hollywood direct. Or first of all, Rock's. The agency that Rock works for is not going to let him wrestle ever again. No, because he tore his abdominal wall in the last match he had with Cena.
That wasn't his last
match. Oh, wow, yeah.
You're really going to count the 6-second match with Rowan as his last match? It's
still a match!
But, like, that agency or that studio is so dependent on Rock. They actually took an insurance policy out on him.
But he owns it.
Wow.
Well, somebody took an insurance policy out on him one time that, like, it's like a $40 million insurance policy, and what were to happen is if he got hurt in the ring, he'd have to pay them. Yeah.
Really?
All right, so we all think Roman's going to win.
Yeah.
The Dirty Dogs, is that really their tag team name?
Yeah.
Did they just come up with
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
A few months ago.
The Dirty Dogs against the Mysterios, what do you think, Doug?
I think that Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode should lose the tag team titles. Unfortunately, against Rey and Dominic Mysterio is not ready to be a champion. Unfortunately, he's not even really ready to be a WWE superstar. God, Rey's around to carry him. Dominic is dog shit in the ring right now.
That's a terrible opinion. You don't think he can wrestle?
No.
Have you seen a match?
Yes.
All of them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Dominic Mysterio can work.
Yeah, on the docks.
No, I think that's harsh. And wrong. I think it's pretty wrong. I think he's like he's a little green, but he's flying. His match with Rollins was really good. I can't see you making a hand gesture at the podcast.
As long as you
can make a hand gesture.
I'm not the audience.
You're my audience. Okay. No, I think the match against Rollins sucked. Or I think it was good because Rollins was able to carry it. But unfortunately, he's when he's in there with guys that aren't that good.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It doesn't help him.
I think he's pretty good for a rookie.
There's been worse rookies.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not the worst wrestler's son to give it a go.
I'm going to Mysterios.
Yeah, I am too. You know
that. I would
that.
Go to Mysterios.
Ziggler enough to where I'd be willing to root for anybody.
What did you say, Stevie?
I would go with the Mysterios.
He's going with the Mysterios.
Isn't what do you call it? Money in the Bank on Father's Day.
It might be. I don't know. We'll talk about
yeah.
it when it gets close to Father's Day when we have to preview it.
No, I was going to say I could see them having 1 month reign and then Dominic turn on Ray on Father's Day.
Bullshit. They shouldn't do
that. That ain't going to happen.
It is WWE.
The dirty dogs on this one.
All right. Doug's a dirty dog. Now, the triple threat with the women, Asuka, Charlotte, and Rhea. Who wins, Stevie, and why?
It's a tough call because all three are good competitors. So I'd probably have to go with Charlotte in this one.
Okay.
I would definitely go with her. Only because I think it would be like a good match, so that's my opinion.
Right. Yeah, it probably would be a good one.
She's not going in there to lose. You know what I mean?
All right, so I personally think that it's going to be Charlotte, but I think it's going to be Charlotte because I think Sonya Deville is going to get involved. Because Sonya Deville is in Charlotte's back pocket. From what I've kind of seen on like the clips that I've watched of Raw lately,
yeah,
she wasn't supposed to. Adam Pearce made this a one-on-one match between Asuka and Rhea. Charlotte was actually not supposed to, like, she was supposed to be suspended. Then Sonya Deville lifted the suspension without talking to Pierce about it. Then put Pierce in the match. And then I remember one of the last Raw clips that I saw, or the last time I actually, like, watched Raw, I saw Adam Pearce look at Sonya and be like, you are completely overstepping your bounds. And then she just kind of looked him in the eyes like, what are you going to do about it, you bald motherfucker? because I think what this basically is being used for is kind of the storyline of Sonya Deville saying, I can do Adam Pearce's job better than him. So I think it's going to be Charlotte because I think somehow Sonya is going to get involved.
By the way, I guess I'll break it on the podcast. Kenny Lehman said yes, he's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Yeah, I can see Charlotte winning. I'd rather Rhea keep the belt, though.
No, I'd rather that, too. I'm just saying is that, like, I think this is where they're headed.
Yeah.
Unless somehow, like, Rhea comes out of quote-unquote retirement. Not Rhea.
Becky?
No. The one that's in Charlotte's back pocket.
Sonya?
Yeah. Unless she comes out of retirement and, she starts going after Rhea.
Yeah.
If Adam Pearce could just be like, all right, bitch, you want to get involved? Get your fucking ass in the ring.
Who wins, Eric?
My heart went quickly, but knowing WWE, they're going to give it to Charlotte again.
Well, unfortunately, she is kind of that measuring stick.
I mean, it's unfortunate.
Well, her and Rhea had a great match at WrestleMania a year ago.
Right, and the only reason why Charlotte won that match is because nobody was in attendance.
But Ripley needs a longer reign than 1 month.
She does.
It is WWE, so... I'm not gonna.
All right, Bianca.
You don't give long range to anybody. Besides the main guy.
Eric, shut up so we can get to the next match.
Bianca Belair and Bayley.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. What do you think about this match, Eric? I want something long here.
And she's facing Bayley, who was the queen of SmackDown for 2 years. I'm not just saying that because she's my favorite, but she was longest reigning SmackDown champion, and she did a great job with it. She's probably still the best heel in the women's division, in my opinion. And as much as I want her to win, this Belair winning against Bayley after she beat Sasha will be tremendous for her reign going forward.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to say Belair. Getting her first two wins against Then Sasha and Bailey, especially Bailey, is huge for her career, in my opinion. And Bailey doesn't need the title again, right? Not right now.
No, she doesn't. She needs to, you know, be able to put over, you know, younger talent. And Bianca, by the way, like, you cannot take the title off her 1 month after the WrestleMania thing.
No.
But I.
But that's the same thing with Ripley.
Well, Rhea didn't win it in the main event, though.
Yeah, I mean, Bianca's was much
worse.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Ripley and Austin's a good match. But Bianca and Bailey, that was a great match.
Yeah.
It was one of the best matches.
So you can't really do that to Bianca already. And plus, I do think they are going to build towards a Sasha-Bianca rematch where Sasha does get the
belt. Understand.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
See, what I want to happen is Ripley and Becky feud, but that's just my
opinion. She's going to SmackDown once she comes back.
Who, Becky? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have they ever had a Becky-Sasha feud?
Becky and Sasha, yeah.
Okay.
Bianca. Stevie?
I have to go with Bianca. I can't see them taking the title off her.
Yeah, I can't see her. I can't see Bailey winning the title. She doesn't need it right now.
No.
Yeah,
she's the title still on SmackDown right now. Just like Charlotte is on Raw. That's why I think they kept them separate.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm going Bianca Belair, too. All right, main event, boys. Bobby Lashley with MVP against McIntyre against Strowman. What's going to happen, Stevie?
Like the women's triple threat match, it's the same thing. So I would have to say Bobby Lashley. I mean, he's going to be going in there for a fight, you know what I mean, to keep his title. So I'd go with him to win this match.
This is going to be the ugliest match on the show. And what I mean by that is it's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
And I don't see them putting the title back on McIntyre. Yeah. And I like both Strowman and McIntyre.
Me too.
But I do think they're going to try to build towards something else. And Bobby Lashley's retaining his title. Because you know MVP's going to get involved. Because that's his job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it illegal to take that sticker off there? Oh, I thought it was. But, yeah, no, it's... there's no reason to take the WWE title off of Bobby Lashley.
Exactly. You need a long reign for him, too. Until SummerSlam, at least. Who do you think is going to take the title from him, if you had to predict?
Keith Lee, if they ever let him come back.
Yeah, or Priest, maybe.
That could work, too. But, I mean, Keith Lee, it's going to be a while, I think, before Keith Lee comes back. And here's the thing, like, they're saying... He's saying he's trying to get cleared. They don't want him back on WWE TV.
Why?
I mean, I'm not exactly sure of the reason, but if he's trying to get cleared and WWE keeps saying, no, you're not cleared, they can clear him anytime they want to. They have that power.
Yeah.
So... the fact that he's trying to get cleared and he keeps getting turned down, they're basically saying, we don't want you back on TV. So, but
basically saying what? Oh, that's Huh?
Give your opinion on the match, please.
Oh, I think Bobby needs to retain on this, obviously. At least until SummerSlam, he needs to keep the title to keep his push alive, to keep his push alive. And he deserves it. He's worked hard all these years. He deserves at least a 3 month reign, at least a 3+ month reign. And I think Braun's going to get the pin to keep Drew relevant. Unfortunately, Braun is that guy.
I think it's one of the reasons why he got put in the match in the first place.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Asuka is a girl in that triple threat. That's going to get him.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley is probably going to retain. I agree. Anything else, guys, before we head off? I asked Stevie first.
No.
Okay. No, I have nothing else to say.
Me neither.
All right, guys. You want to remind the people what we're doing next week, Doug?
We are talking WWF Judgment Day 2000 next week. So we're going to get in a Rock Triple H Iron Man match with Shawn Michaels as the referee. And this was still prick Shawn Michaels, too, around this time, around this point in time, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. And also a Shawn Michaels who hated The Rock.
Yes.
Also, Chris Benoit, Chris Jericho, submission match for the Intercontinental title, the Dudley Boys versus X-Pac and Road Dogg in a tag team tables match, Eddie Guerrero versus Dean Malenko versus Perry Saturn in a triple threat for the European title, and Ed Christian and Kurt Angle versus Too Cool and Rikishi.
Classics on that card.
It was actually a really good show. I actually used to, well, we used to have the VHS at one point. Or it wasn't like the actual VHS. Somebody taped it off pay-per-view.
Yeah. All right. We'll see everybody.
I can't wait to watch it.
Me either.
Yeah.
See everybody tomorrow for the history lesson on Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. And, of course, Scaredy Cats on Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, as they talk My Bloody Valentine, and not the good MGK song, the shitty horror movie.
Have a good one, guys.
Yep.
Yeah.